They just let you. You've got a lot of things to discuss with your mother. You need to sit down with Daddy and say, listen.
Put me in the car with a murder.
And isn't that the car he ended up getting that got burned up? The
car that he
died in, right?
That he died in, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys, it's really gruesome.
He was killed in. I mean,
it was. And it all burnt up. It's all, we saw the wreckage of it at the museum.
Yeah. Yep.
Jody's like, I was in that car. I'm like, good Lord. Car.
No, I'm looking at it. I'm sitting there in that burnout, you know, just a hunk of metal sitting there. And I'm like, I rode in that car.
Yep, that was a good car. It was a pretty car.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Parenting 70s, hashtag 70s.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Everybody, welcome to episode 151. And I will apologize because I have a very bad cold. And I feel like it.
She's sucking on a big old cough drop and she's just having it. And it's because it's a day off. It's Labor Day.
Yes, it is. We are recording on Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And if you have listened to us at all, you know that every time we have any holidays, I get sick.
Yeah, it's just what happens. So
perfectly healthy through every school day. Mm-hmm. The minute I'm off,
your body's like, we need to rest, girl.
Gosh.
Sorry, guys. We're having difficulties here. Okay.
You know, I decided I would just go lay in the pool and get some sunshine. I mean, I fell dead asleep on that float.
Oh, I bet you did.
I'll never sleep during the day. So.
Oh, my word. Well, that's what you needed was some good old vitamin D. Just soak it in. Man, that's, I really was missing a pool today. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, cause it's the first day of September and which is very exciting, you know, and all that. But I was like, oh man, the pool days, like.
Well, Labor Day, you know, that's traditionally you're sucking the life out of summer. Getting that last drop of summer.
I know, but now this is where I'm like, I'm happy for fall, but part of me is like, oh, I could use one more, a couple more weeks of some summer sun. But anyway, I always find something to complain about. You know, it's just how I am. So anyway.
Live in the now.
I'm going to live in the now. I really am. I almost forgot. You're lucky I even was around because I, with it being Labor Day, of course, Tim is here and Thatcher's not working. And we were going to go do something. Tim's like, let's go do something, you know. Go somewhere, like dry, you know, get out in the nature or something. And we all got up late and no one has said a ding dang word about going anywhere. We're all like,
you know, you have these great expectations of, oh, let's go for a hike. Let's
we
go.
We did. He was like, let's go to Elephant Rock or Johnson Shut Ins. And I was kind of like, I don't know if I feel like that
and
today. But
that day comes and you're like,
I know. And it's a beautiful day. And like, so yeah, part of me actually does kind of feel a little bit guilty about not getting out there.
Here is my presidential platform.
Oh.
I would go, you ready, to 4-day work weeks.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Because you need a day to rest. You got to have a day to crash. You need a day to clean.
To do your work, your chores.
Do your stuff at home.
Yep.
And you need a day to play.
Yeah. Yeah, because you need, like you said, that you need a day to, you know, do stuff, get stuff done around the house or whatever. And I mean, this all goes out the window when you've got kids involved in sports and all that. You can just kiss that all goodbye because your Saturday is, or whatever, or scout, you know, when you're doing kid activities, that's what you're doing. But yeah, you're right. Like a day to do your stuff around the house, do your little jobs, and then a day to rest, and then like a day to get ready for the week again.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
I know.
You gotta have a day to rest. You got to, you know, you just crash.
I know. And I think we'd get more done. Wouldn't we get more done in a four-day if we...
I think you would.
Or would we just waste those 3 days off? And
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'm voting for you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It doesn't take much now, you guys. I'm like, I'm voting for her.
So the big news, Holly.
Oh, yes.
Cracker Barrel has reversed its decision. And Uncle Herschel is coming back.
Uncle Hersh is back on by the barrel. So isn't that something, gang?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? So, you know, goes to show that in this day and age of... Yeah, money talks. She said
that money talks. Yeah.
Well, in this day and age with, you know, social media and all that, making it so easy for people to express their opinion, pretty, you know, you can find out pretty quickly. I think there was just an overwhelming, like, what?
Yeah.
So that's good. So good for them. Good for them for listening. Good for them. You know what? People... None of us do things perfectly, and I admire and respect when people or companies can change their mind and reverse course on stuff when it doesn't, you know, when it proves to not be maybe the best idea. So I respect that. So we'll
now
see.
Here's what I am shocked about, because I looked up where their corporate office is, and I was thinking, this is up in Manhattan. This is somewhere they've got no idea.
I don't think it is.
Southern culture. No, it is in Lebanon, Tennessee.
That's right. I was going to say it's not in Manhattan. It's not.
I am shocked.
Yep.
I really am. Because
I think that's where the first one was, wasn't it? Is that where the first one was?
I believe that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
anyway.
So we're back, baby. Ponchos. I don't know. Are they still going to redo the stores, do we think? Or are they?
I don't think so. I think they've backed off of every. Of it.
I didn't hear that. I heard the logo for sure, but I didn't know if they were still redecorating.
Where I am looking on social media, and this is not like my friends, this is, you know, out there. And everybody, everything that I'm reading is, if it don't look like my grandma's house, I ain't going. I mean, it is. You know, they don't want, and I thought about, we were in Chattanooga this weekend, and I'm looking at, you know, all the architecture and stuff down there. Chattanooga has gotten very, very sleek. You know, there are new buildings. Everything is crisp and clean and sleek. And I'm, as we're going through there, I'm sitting there going, yeah, I like a little Cracker Barrel going on right now, you know?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little.
I need a little down home.
A little old-timey.
Old-timey, yeah. Unsleek, yeah.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Okay. Well, hopefully that is the kit. Because again, that's just a lot of money to do something that people aren't
gonna
like. Yeah. So you hope that they save themselves all that trouble, you know. So that's good news. That's the good news. What were y'all doing in Chattanooga? I didn't know y'all went down there.
Did I saw your boy?
Oh, good. See, we taught we guys. We clearly we know what's going on.
Yeah, we know exactly what's going on. No, so back when Caleb joined his church, normally what they do is they have a new member Sunday. And I don't know if it's every 6 months or every year, but they just have, because it's a small church.
Yeah,
they have everybody that wants to join it on one Sunday.
Right. They group it together. Yeah.
Group it together. Mm-hmm. And then they have a meal after church to celebrate that. So when Caleb was ready to join the church, they just pulled him in. I don't know if they were so excited to have a young person or what.
Don't let this one get away. Get him.
They pulled him in early on. I mean, I've forgotten when we went, but we went when he joined the church, and then they called us. Or they invited us to come to the meal.
Okay, nice. Okay, I didn't know that was happening. That was really nice of them.
So Ron and I went, and Shadow slept with Hudson.
Did he?
Did, yeah.
Well, they're blood brothers, so.
Blood brother, yeah. So, we went. JB drove down, and we went. And Ron and I stayed, actually, at Hotel Indigo.
Oh,
And we were very pleasantly surprised.
Okay, we've looked at that one, but tell me what it was like.
It was really nice. Actually, it was going to be one of my top three, so I'll just go ahead and push that now.
Go right ahead.
The service staff was outstanding. The rooms were very nice. I had looked at the Reed House again. The Reed House wanted a 2-day stay. But we walked in, and Ron is talking to the woman there and asking if they had like the AAA discount. And she said, no, we just do military. And there was something else, and I don't remember. He said, is it active military? Or she said, no, sir, any military. And he said, I'm a veteran. And anyway, showed her his ID and all that. Mm-hmm. And she teared up. Goodness. Oh. She teared up. She gave him like a really big discount because her son has just graduated high school and a recruiter's coming to talk to him.
Oh, Lord, this poor mama. Honey. She's like crying.
You know, reassured her of stuff. And Ron talked to her and gave her a lot of advice and all that. And so it was really good. All the service staff was outstanding. It was really, really nice. So
excellent. Because I've definitely seen that one and I've sort of looked at it, and we just had never stayed there. So that's good to know.
So if you're in Chattanooga, I highly recommend the Indigo Hotel.
Okay. Now, where is it? Is it right downtown? It's right downtown, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. But even so, like their little restaurant, like they have breakfast and they gave us a breakfast voucher and you could sit outside. And so we're sitting there and it's on the street, but you do not feel like you're downtown Chattanooga. I don't know if it's just the side that it's on or what, but you know, the Reed House, you feel like you're downtown Chattanooga. Yeah. This did not feel like downtown Chattanooga at all.
Okay. So, well, if you're kind of on the edge of downtown, you can definitely feel that way because you can see the mountains and kind of, get different views. So, okay.
It was still city. But it wasn't, I'll just say, they have a very large homeless population. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was none of that around the hotel. Mm-hmm. It was very, very nice. So anyway.
Good. Excellent. So you had a fun time. You saw the boys. Was he wearing clean clothes? Because I just bought him some new pants. I bought him new pants when
he did the church, but he had been working Saturday when we got there.
Yes.
And he was working. And Hudson Welds, for those of you who don't know. And so he came in. I was like, I don't think I'm going to hug you right now.
He was greasy, grimy, gopher guts.
Black everywhere, just covered.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens.
So anyway, but yes, he looked nice in church when he came in with his coffee cup and his, I did laugh, and I'll go ahead and tell on him. Came in, he had his baseball cap on, and I went, your mama's not going to be happy. I didn't say it to him.
I've given up that fight. They're in church. I'm like,
he's in church. That's right.
I'm like, okay, take those hats off, boys. But, their hair is such a disaster under there. They don't want to take their hat off. I'm like, okay.
I know. Never. No, I did laugh at you, when you were so excited that Christmas when he took his hat off before he went into church. Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
Telling you were so proud. Mm-hmm. And he walks in with this baseball hat. That's all I could think about.
Anyway. Listen, you just roll with it.
So speaking of the buddies, John Garrett, JB came down from Hendersonville. So we were all in chat. John Garrett did not because he went to his girlfriend's parents' house.
Oh, fun.
Okay, this is the second time he's been there. He forgot to pack shirts. So what? He had to borrow some from her daddy.
Oh, my gosh. John Garrett. Poor thing. He just didn't bring a shirt? No shirts?
Well, he was packed, but he'd washed a bunch of shirts.
Okay.
And he was going to go,
grab them out the dryer.
And that was it. It was the last time that thought ever crossed his mind.
That was it. I've got clean shirts. They're not with me, but I have clean shirts. Bless them. You guys, it's hard. It's hard to be a 20-something dude, man. It's rough.
I said, I don't know if that's endearing or concerning to them, you know. I don't know.
But listen, they've got monkeys. They can just deal with it. It's like, listen. It's a, he can get away with quite a bit, I feel like. So, oh my gosh. Well, you guys had a fun weekend then. It was beautiful weather down there too, wasn't it?
Gorgeous. Mm. Yeah. It's been gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The massive heat wave is done. The cooler air is coming. We've had a couple of fall-like days, but no rain. We've got to get some rain.
I mean, it's pretty dry. Yeah. It's pretty dry, but well, that is wonderful. Well, I, on Friday night, Thatcher made Tim and I go see, the movie Jaws in the theater.
Oh.
So that's what we did Friday night. We were looking, we'd been wanting to go see Superman. We hadn't seen the new Superman. And, so we'd been wanting to do that since Thatch got home. We're like, oh, we'll go see that. Anyway, we finally decided to go and we were looking at times and stuff. And just the other night, we were all sitting around talking and I don't know how it came up, but, I think we were talking about scary movies or something. And Thatch is like, oh, Jaws is really good. You know, he really just liked it. And I was like, well, I've never seen it. And Tim had never seen it either.
What?
We'd never seen it. I know that's what Thatcher's like, what?
Wow.
And I'm like, I just never, you know, A, it came out when we were little. So it's not like we would have gone to the theater.
Well, I did because I had older sisters.
You had older sisters, right. Yeah, and we wouldn't have anyway.
And you were younger than I am anyway, so.
Yeah. My parents would not have taken us to see that more than likely. So anyway, so, and I just has never watched it on TV. I'd kind of meant to, but just never really got around to it. So hang on, you're frozen again. Can you hear me still?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Good. As long as you can hear me, I'll keep going and you'll come back in. There you are. Anyway. So we had just talked about it. We're like, yeah. And Tim's like, yeah, I'd never seen it either. And when we were looking at movie times and stuff, it's the 50th anniversary of Jaws. So I guess it came out in 75. So I'm like 4 when this thing comes out. I ain't going to go see that.
Yeah.
And he was like, there's Jaws at the IMAX, like the big screen. And we were like, oh, okay, it's a sign from the Lord.
Yeah. Gotta go.
If I'm going to see it. You know, I don't think it'd have the same impact on a little TV, you know. I'm like, we're going to see it. Let's go. So we got our little tickets. I had my little popcorn and my little soda. And we went to see Jaws. So it was very, very random. It was good. You know, I mean, again, I don't know why, because I like sharks and stuff. But I thought it was going to have a lot more of like people getting eaten at the beginning, like just a lot more of those beach scenes where people, I mean, it had like 3 or so kind of, and then it gets rolling and then they get out on the ocean and they're in the boat going after it, you know? So then it kind of shifts anyway. So yeah. And actually the shark, the mechanical shark, you know, whose name Bruce, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what Steven Spielberg came on at the beginning and did a little message, you know, about welcome to the.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, welcome to the 50th anniversary of Jaws. And we've remastered it and da, 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 da. And, you know, the challenges of that with the mechanical shark that didn't always do what it was supposed to do out in the Atlantic Ocean, you know. And then he was like, yeah, we named it Bruce. But it was funny because it really kind of made me laugh. Like the shark itself. When it like lunges up on the boat and it's like, bom, bom, bom. It kind of made me laugh every time. I'm like, that looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like it's scary, but it's like.
Well, what's funny is when you look back at these movies that were so scary when you were younger.
Oh, sure.
You know, and now technology is gone where. You know, all that stuff now, you're like, what?
It was hilarious looking. I'm like, that's the goofiest looking shark. And he was scary, but it was just the way in the one. And he kept just munching everything, like the dock and the boat and the wood. Right, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he was so big and he just like.
Yes.
Wow. It really kind of made me laugh. I think I inappropriately giggled at one point in there.
Oh, Ron, speaking of movies, Ron showed me something. Holly, we may have to fly to Vegas.
Oh, Lord.
I know. This may be worth the trip, though. There's an immersive theater, and they are showing The Wizard of Oz. And so it's all around. I mean, the whole screen is all around you.
Omni-Max,
so like tornadoes
kind of
coming, and you are in it. And then they have smoke coming out, like real smoke, you know, from the witch's broom.
Oh. And,
I mean, all this kind of stuff. And just watching it on his little bitty screen, I was like, oh my God. I mean, it was like,
well, I don't want no flying monkeys coming down the aisles and jumping around. I ain't having that.
You know, like you feel the wind and the all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that would be, I don't know that that's worth going to Vegas for.
I don't know. You need to look it up.
But if you want to pay for me to come with you.
Pretty good. Okay. Okay.
I'm in. I mean, I'm not going to say no.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Tin can.
I'll get in the tin can. I'm good at that. I'm good at that now. I can fly now. I'm over it.
Okay.
Thank goodness. Okay, so maybe we'll go to Vegas and see that. When I was a kid, we would, speaking of the Wizard of Oz and flying monkeys, we would, so I was at the U City Public Schools here in St. Louis, and in elementary school, and then until seventh grade, I switched over. But anyway, every year, one of the cool things that we did was the high school, U City High School, would always do a big musical, their big theater department, and all that would put on these really, you know, awesome musicals. And we would always, they would have a day or different days where the elementary schools, I guess they broke it up by, I don't know how they did it because there were several elementary schools, but where we would all get on the buses and we'd go to the high school and during the day and we got to watch the dress rehearsal. They had whole theater's full of all the elementary school kids. Uh-huh. Which was really fun, you know. Yeah. That was a cool thing to do. So we were there, and it was the year they were doing The Wiz, and which was, of course, you know, very hip back in the '70s and all that, and fun and all that. But anyway, at one point, at the point when the flying monkeys, there's a balcony up in there because it was a big auditorium. It was a big school. There's a balcony, and down on these ropes came these freaking flying monkeys. Scaling down the ropes from the balcony behind us.
You hit your pants.
No, but I was like, look out. They're coming. It was cool because then, you know, they came down the aisle and then they got on the stage and ding, 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 you know, or whatever was happening. And it was very cool at the time. I was like, look at that. But that's my flying monkey trauma. What else was I going to say? Really, this weekend, that's all the excitement. That football did start, which was wonderful. It's so hard, though, because part of me is like, I can't spend every Saturday, beautiful fall Saturday,
right,
like, inside my house.
I know.
Like, that's not a good choice to make. But, and I record some stuff, so that'll be helpful. But it was a crazy... kind of a crazy starting weekend because they had the noon game. The 11 o'clock was Texas and Ohio State. It was like the number one and number three teams are playing.
We had Tennessee at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
We had Tennessee playing. We had Mississippi State playing.
Mm-hmm.
We had
Ohio and Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it just was all these. I was like, could we stagger this so I could watch some?
Yeah, it was wild just to have some of the team. And then later that night was LSU and Clemson both ranked, you know, so it was just kind of like a wild, usually those are kind of more October matchups and it was.
Right. Yeah, because you usually have those easier teams.
Yeah, for sure. You play the scrubs kind of, you know, and so to speak. But anyway, so that was kind of cool. You know, Texas didn't do very well. The Arch Manning is their new big star quarterback. He had a rough day. And then I've recorded the Mississippi State game. I am going to put that on. I know they did well.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay, good.
You know, I really was. Yeah.
Good. So I'm excited. I'm just going to kind of put that on and sort of see. Do they have the quarterback that got hurt last year that didn't get to play? Is he their quarterback this year? The blonde-headed...
I don't know him because I'll tell you, I was watching it on my phone as we're driving to Chattanooga
Couldn't really see that closely. Okay, that's fair.
I was trying to tell Ron what was going on.
Okay. You had a lot going on. That's understandable. But the game that was really enjoyable to me was Florida State played Alabama, and they beat the tar out of Alabama.
Exactly right. Yes, they did.
And, we all know, of course, Alabama is not the team it's been in they're going through a building time. They're ranked, I think they're still eighth. I mean, they're still ranked, but,
They were ranked, they ranked them last year really high when they didn't deserve to be really high because they're Alabama.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, that was, so anyway.
So that was a good game to watch. That quarterback from Florida State.
Yes.
He is off the chain, man. He let it fly. I mean, they've really struggled the past couple years, and they came out looking pretty dang good. So
yeah, they did.
So that was fun. Not that, just unexpected and fun. Anyway, so it was good to have football back. Speaking of which, though, I'll just do it right now. I have a little recipe to share.
Oh, tell me.
What? I know, I made something.
I'm excited.
I know. It was really good. And I just thought it's really quick. I'll share it. And I'll send you the link, and you can post it. Not as the main, do yours, but this can just be a little extra. I decided because of football, I was like, oh, I want to make a little dip or something. So this is a dip. It's called grinder dip. It's more of a, to me, I used it more as like a topping, kind of a spread thing. I'll tell you in a minute. But I get, you could do it with tortilla chips or whatever. But it's really super, super duper easy. So it's like 12 ounces of feta, crumbled feta cheese, half a cup of banana peppers, like in the jar, you know the ones I mean, the marinated in the jar, chopped up, half a cup red onion, finely chopped, half a cup roasted red peppers, finely chopped. And those are, again, in the jar, kind of in your pickle aisle. Half a cup of salami, roughly chopped, and then half a cup of Italian dressing. So it's just basically half a cup of all this plus 12 ounces of feta. You mix that all together. So it tastes like an Italian, like a grinder sandwich, like an Italian salami.
It sounds very similar to, I spread it on tortillas and roll it up and make.
Make rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So what I ended up doing, it was such a super easy. And then I didn't want to do dip. I wanted to, so I got French bread and I cut it as thin as about quarter inch. And I put olive oil on that and toasted those up. So I made like bruschetta kind of, and I piled it on that. And that was
delicious.
Way better than a chip. Yeah. So we just ate that. I've eaten that for 2 days. That's all I've had. So I just wanted to share that I had a little good dip recipe, and Tim loved it. Like it's, it has a salami. He loves that taste of that Italian, like deli sandwich kind of taste.
Yeah, with that I was talking about, I even get romaine and put it, I spread that and then put a little romaine in it and roll it up, and it's got pepperoni and salami, and you roll it up and
It was just a good, little flavor and a really easy, easy dip just to throw together. So I did that. We had that. And that's about all I've made is that dip.
Yep.
You do have some true crime news. Do we want to discuss this today?
Discuss this.
I need to look at an article.
I am not sure how I feel about this.
I know, but we need to let the people know.
We have talked in the past here. They exhumed, I live right next to the town that Buford Pusser lived in. And so if you're familiar with Buford and the Walking Tall movies, he was a sheriff that, he was no nonsense, took down a lot of the drug cartel. And
he would walk around with a big wooden bat or stick. And beat people up.
he was no nonsense. Mm-hmm. He cleaned McNairy County up. So he and his wife, this is the story I've grown up with, were out on a patrol, or he had to go on a emergency call or something, and they were ambushed. And he was shot in the jaw. I mean, it like nearly blew his jaw off.
Yeah. Like shot. Yeah.
And it killed Miss Pauline. And anyway, evidently some new information emerged. Something came out all these years later. And back, Holly, has it been a year?
I think so.
A year or something.
I think it was last summer when you were telling me.
They exhumed her body and did a new autopsy report. And they were going through all the evidence. And they have just released that as of Friday. And it is looking, or it is the TBI.
Yeah.
Is now determined that Buford most likely killed his wife.
Yes. There was no ambush, like he staged all that, apparently. Which is nuts.
So, I mean, I don't know what Adamsville does with that, because, I mean, you've got the Buford Pusser Museum.
His house.
You have the Buford Pusser Festival.
The highways named. That's easy to change.
But that is. But here's also where I fall. Now, all this evidence is very old. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's involved is gone. I mean, he can't defend himself.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
I don't know exactly. I mean, if he killed her, we certainly don't need to make a hero out of him, mm-hmm. you know, like he's been all these mm-hmm. years. Mm-hmm. However, I mean, there's no trial to be had. There's no defense. There is nothing. And so, I mean, if I go to our American system, you're innocent until you are proven guilty.
Right. Sure.
I don't know what to do.
That's a really good point. Because it's like, I just keep wondering again, Tim found an article. It's made national news. Even he was like, look at this. I'm like, oh man. And he sent me an article and I'll send it to you I don't know if you saw, there was a, press conference, like the sheriff or whoever, someone did a press conference. I'll send it to you if it's good. But I guess what I can't figure out is like, and I know you and I kind of talked about like, why now? And, you know, we had posited that people have passed away. Maybe people feel safe now to have said something, to give a clue of some kind, you know, that maybe they wouldn't have felt safe doing before. But it's kind of like to what you're saying, to what end? Like, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have. I'm just curious, like you made that point just now. There's no one to prosecute. There's no, not that you still don't want the truth. Like I get that. I get for her family members and whatever.
Her family. And I don't know who's living on, you know, her side, but their daughter is dead. Their granddaughter is dead. I mean, it's just like, what?
It's a lot of money. And I'm not at all saying they shouldn't have, but I just can't quite figure out what is the end? What's the point to do it now?
I mean, like I said, there is no way, there's no defense.
No.
You know, there's no defense. I mean, and you and I both watched a lot of court cases where it looked, you know, a slam dunk, this person did this, and then lo and behold, turns out they didn't.
Yeah.
So I just
it's interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I would have to be very convinced of it. But even still being very convinced of it, there's still no defense.
That is 100% true. I mean, there's no legal action that can be taken. And then I'm also very interested. That's why I'm going to go watch the interview and kind of read the article and kind of see if there's a little more information. You know, what kind of evidence? And I think one thing that I read was they were like, her nose was fractured. And I think it even said like before she was shot. And I'm like, how do you, and you know, if you're shot and you're in a thing, you could hit your face on something like.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. If you're being shot at, and Holly, you know, as well as I did back in the 70s, we didn't wear seatbelts. So
no,
if
you could smack up into something,
he slammed on the brakes, she's going to hit that dashboard.
Exactly. And it was something like, and again, I'm giving you all this non-information information, so I'm glad you guys can just, but
yeah,
it was like Tim was saying the blood spatter on the cushion of the whatever didn't match the whatever. I'm like, that seems really hard to believe that now this far with her body have been, it's, I mean, I don't know. I'm curious. I'm curious.
Yeah.
We'll see. I will investigate. Got,
I mean, all these new forensics and everything that did not exist back
absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely. And that's 100% true.
But I mean, that's to shoot yourself in the jaw. Or did he intend to commit suicide? Was it a murder
right,
suicide?
Because that's what they said. They said that he shot himself in the jaw. Now, see, that's what I kept thinking was with her, what it was going to show. The only thing I could figure, and again, this would only be if it hit bone, was the ballistics of what killed her matched. They could go now and go, oh, that's his gun. Because then you would go, okay, there was no shootout. Nobody,
okay,
you know, they could match that.
Or here's my next question. If it was an ambush, I mean, you're being ambushed. Things are going crazy. Bullets are flying. I mean, were there different? I mean, I heard, I don't know that there were over 20 shell casings. Were they from different guns? Were they, I mean, did he... I've got lots of questions.
I do too. And Tim
could have shot her,
yeah,
accidentally. You know what I'm saying? If it was an ambush,
sure,
it could have been his bullet that
sure shot her. Conceivably. Again, that's where I'm like, how are they this sure? So I'm going to get after it. And both Tim and JVB think that you need to be boots on the ground crime reporter, Joni.
Okay.
And cover the case live. They want to hear live from Adamsville, reporting live from Adamsville. Delicious corn stalk.
Delicious corn stalk.
So I said, well, if there's anything to cover, but again, I don't, it's bewildering to me. It's fascinating and it's bewildering as to why, what made them do it now. What's kind of the point? Again, I do understand a point of finding truth. Like I understand that that's
finding justice and getting justice. I'm sure there are some family members, but.
Right. That's valuable. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just kind of like, that's a lot of resources and a lot of, I don't know, but you know, there might be more to it. I mean, I would assume there's going to be more to it. So we're going to look into that. Keep you all posted.
Yeah. So I don't know what you do with all that, but anyway,
I don't either.
Seriously. I mean, you're a local hero forever. I mean, for these last 50 years,
I'm glad we got to the museum before they shut that thing down.
I know.
Which we have done.
I told Rod when we were talking about it, you know, so guys, if you not heard me previously say, I rode in Buford Pusser's car. He got this new car and pulled up to my dad's drugstore. And I mean, it was little. I mean, tiny.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, I'll take the girls for a ride. So my dad put us all up in, and my mom was there. They put all three of us up in the car. And
well, and again, he wasn't a bad, it wasn't like at the time,
well,
but.
But. No, but he wasn't bad, but
people were after him.
So many threats on his life.
I know.
People were after him. And Holly and I were talking about this. And so I asked my mom, I was like, why did you let us get in the car with him knowing, you know, there have been so many threats made on his life? She said, oh, well, this was Savannah. Like, people can't cross the bridge over to Savannah.
They can't. The McNair County folks can't come over here and get you.
Coming over here. You know, so now I'm sitting there, Ron and I were talking about it. And I said, not only did they put me in the car of a man with, you know, a price on his head, but now he's a murderer.
And now
just let me in the car.
They just let you. You've got a lot of things to discuss with your mother.
I do.
You need to sit down with Daddy and say, listen.
Put me in the car with a murderer.
And isn't that the car he ended up getting that got burned up?
The car that he
died in, right?
And he died in, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys, it's really gruesome.
He was killed in. I mean,
it was. And it all burnt up. We saw the wreckage of it at the museum.
Yeah. Yep.
Jody's like, I was in that car. I'm like, good Lord. Car.
No, I'm looking at it. I'm sitting there in that burnout, you know, just a hunk of metal sitting there. And I'm like, I rode in that car.
Yep, that was a good car. It was a pretty car.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Parenting 70s, hashtag 70s. Well, it will be interesting. I don't know. Cause like you said, the road, you know, it's easy to take a name off the road sign or whatever, but like they've had that festival and the museum, you know, they kind of really.
Well, he's been a hero for 50 years. I mean, I know they had a movie made out and then they remade the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, it's kind of like here's the thing too, that has always had me like flummoxed was, cause like you said, I'll have to go back and read and figure out, but his wife was with him in the car. And if he was going to some emergency, some run or something for work, like,
I don't remember why. There was a reason that she was in the car with him, and I can't remember.
Yeah, like maybe they were out together, and then a call came in, and then he just took up. But again, like don't take your wife
to a crime scene.
But again, back in the day, they did. People would just, let me swing by. You know, it wasn't as secure as it is now. But I don't know. I always find that a little bit fishy. So, we'll have to follow up. The reporter on the scene.
We'll have a follow up.
Yes. Report. Yes. For sure. For sure.
Colleen and Buford Pusser.
All right. Are you ready for your recipe? This is a double recipe episode, you guys.
I know. Maybe I should just let yours count.
You can if you want. I mean, honestly, but okay. If you feel like
mine is actually it's sticking. Hang on. Okay. Sorry. I have a chicken broccolini and brown rice casserole.
Oh, I love a chicken broccoli casserole.
Well, coming into fall, I mean, it is comfort food time. Mm-hmm. So here's what you need. You need 4 teaspoons of salt. You're going to divide that up.
Oh, I was like, dang. Okay.
Yeah, it's divided.
Okay.
4 cups of chopped fresh broccolini. That'll end up being about 1/2 pound. Now, Kroger, the closest, and that's what it was. Kroger had it in a bag that called it baby broccoli.
Okay. Okay.
So that might
otherwise
be,
just cut your broccoli up a little if you can't get that.
Yeah. It's just thinner. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just thinner things of broccoli. Okay. Mm. 2 tablespoons of butter, 1/2 cup of minced red onion, 1 1/2 cups of milk, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of shredded extra sharp cheese. You're going to divide that. And then 1 tablespoon of fresh thyme, 1 tablespoon of whole grain mustard, 4 cups of cooked brown rice, 3 cups of shredded cooked chicken, 1 cup of crackers crushed. I used Ritz.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And 1 tablespoon of butter. So preheat your oven at 375 and grease a 2-quart casserole dish, and then you're going to bring a pot of water to a boil and put in your broccolini in there and cook till it's crisp tender. I did not cook mine long at all. Okay. Maybe about 2 minutes.
Just till it kind of greens up a little bit.
Right. And then drop it down into some ice water once it's done, just to stop that cooking process.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Drain your broccolini. Oh, sorry, I'm already there. I have a cold.
Guys, she's on cold medication. She can't see straight.
So let that broccolini just sit in your ice water.
Okay.
And then in that same, your same saucepan, your same pot there, melt your butter, add your onion, cook. Add your onion and cook and just stir it until it is tender.
Mm-hmm.
That'll take you about 3 or 4 minutes. And then whisk in another little bowl, whisk together your milk and flour. Add your milk mixture to that pan and then increase to medium-high heat. What that does is it'll make it start thickening up when you put the heat with the flour milk mixture. So once it starts slightly thickening, you were going to go ahead and start whisking in 1.5 cups of cheese until that melts, and then whisk in your thyme. Did I say thyme earlier? I feel like I left that out.
I think you listed it in the ingredients, but okay. I don't know.
Whisk in your thyme, mustard, and your remaining 2 teaspoons of salt. I'm sorry, you add 2 teaspoons of salt to your boiling water.
At that time. Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
Okay. And then add your other 2 teaspoons of salt with your thyme and mustard.
Okay.
And
is it the mustard? Did you say, is it powdered mustard?
No.
It's regular.
Whole grain mustard.
Oh, okay. I missed that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then stir in, go ahead and chop up your broccolini, stir that in, stir your rice and chicken in, and then spoon it into your dish, and then sprinkle it with your crackers, drizzle that remaining melted butter over it, and sprinkle with the 1/2 cup of cheese on top. And then you're just going to bake it for about 25 minutes, 20 to 25 minutes, until it's bubbly. And I'm going to tell you, it was delicious.
That's a home run. That's a family dinner home run.
It's a family dinner home run.
That really is. Chicken, broccoli, rice, casserole, like that's a favorite. That's a top 10 hit. So that sounds awesome. In fact, I have broccoli. I think I've got everything to do that with.
Those are really, really good.
Yeah. Wonderful. That's perfect for these back to school weeks too, you guys, when you guys are just so busy and everything's going on, man, just get that little bad boy ready and stick it in. And that wasn't even any crema, anything's in there. Crema, mushroom, crema. You made your own.
No.
This is homemade.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay away from all the cremas.
The crema mushroom, crema chicken, crema celery, crema.
Yeah. So yeah, milk, flour, and cheese.
That's nice. You made your own kind of creamy base. So, all right. Excellent. Thank you for that. And now it's time for your top three.
Top three.
Oh, you ready? Okay. So Hotel Indigo in Chattanooga. I think, and we asked, we said, are these all kind of the same? She said all except for the one in Atlanta. But Hotel Indigo, Chattanooga, off the chart. Good.
Okay.
And then Caleb took us to a restaurant called Dubs. It is in Red Bank, just north of Chattanooga. And he said, I keep looking, Caleb loves barbecue. And he can't find, we have really good barbecue over in this neck of the woods. And he can't find any in Chattanooga that he just is crazy about. Well, he found Dubs. And y'all, it's just this diner. I mean, it's just a
nice,
you know, one of these old timey things. And they had outstanding barbecue and they had that old fashioned ice cream. They made milkshakes and hot fudge sundaes.
Ooh, nice.
I mean, it was like, I was like, why is this place not bustling here?
I bet they do a big lunch.
They do. So anyway, yeah, Dubs, if you are anywhere near Chattanooga in Red Bank, just that's North Chattanooga.
Across the river, right there. Mm-hmm.
Dubs.
Okay. I'm going to put that on the list. That sounds great. I love a good old, just, you know, old fashioned barbecue place.
Yeah. Hamburgers. His pastor is the one that told him about it. And he said, I've never even had their barbecue. Their burgers are so good that he said, I can't even veer away to get the
Well, that's a good sign.
No. All right. My last one. I have actually found a bra that I like.
What? Tell us everything.
And it is not any of your brand name, anything. Now, and I would say, keep in mind too, this might be different. I mean, there's a difference between big busted people and small busted people.
Exactly. Everyone has things that work better for different.
Different things. This is a Sinfla, Sinfla, V-neck wireless bra.
Okay.
And it's kind of got like a nice gel. It's not really a gel, but it feels that way. You know, it's just very, I guess maybe a foam or something. I don't know what it is. But, and it's got, you know, the thick back. So it, you're not like spilling over.
Okay.
Stuff.
You're speaking my language so far. Okay.
Yeah, I'm liking it, but it's a Sinfla bra.
Sinflo.
Okay.
I know you're going to link it, but I might have to look it up before then.
Now,
that would be exciting. You know, I'm always on the endless search.
And they even say, oh, look, they've got a coupon this week.
Oh.
But look, it's $24.29. this week is 24-29. All those other bras, you know, those big name brands that I'm looking at, they're like $60. They're all that.
Yeah, they're so expensive.
I ordered like two or three just different, like Third Love and
I've ordered
Shaper Mint. You know,
I've ordered all of them.
And this, the cheapest one, I was happiest with.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking it up immediately.
So it doesn't go like by your regular, it's like small, medium, large, extra large, whatever.
Yeah.
But they also send with it a little clip just in case you need a little extra.
An expander.
Mm-hmm. An expander. Send it with it.
Okay.
With it. So, anyway.
All right. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to go look at it and see. I've ordered a couple things lately that have been okay too, but I'm always on the search. It's endless. Yeah. It will continue my whole life. So.
Oh, I know.
That's why I can't be president, because I have to find a good bra. It's taking all my time. I don't have time to run the country.
No.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for those top three. Those were very, very good. We had a hotel, we had a restaurant, and we had a bra. What more do you want?
That's
it.
Life right there.
That's it. She's like, that's all we're doing.
That's my life.
It's true. It's true. Well, thank you all so much for listening. We hope you're having a fantastic week, and it'll be getting close to the weekend by the time you hear this. So happy weekend, even though we just are getting over a weekend. It's weird to say that, but it's a short week, so we can all make it. And we will talk to you next week. But until then, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch.
I looked up and anyway.
I have a cold.
Oh, no.
Of course, I have a day off, so you know I have to get sick.
It's because you have a day off.
Because I have a day off. Every time I have a day off, I get sick.
Your body's like, we're done.
Oh, done.
Okay. I was writing something down when you...
Before you screamed in
my... Before I looked up and there you were. Okay. I had to get that writ down before I forgot it.
Get it writ down.
To get it writ down.